Item number eight, from the Director Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding the five-year capital improvement program, 2013 through 2017, in the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation Services section, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, first, can you please provide your name for the audience and then continue with your report?
Andrea Weddle Henning. I'm from Milwaukee County Department of Transportation. I'm the Transportation Engineering Manager for Transportation Services. It's a lot of transportation. Yes, good morning. What I wanted to share with you all today is the five-year capital improvement plan for 2013 to 2017. Our staff went back earlier this year to look at all the projects and to look at the past five-year plans, and wanted to make our plans a little bit more realistic as it relates to prioritizing the projects for our county trunk highway system and our bridges. We did prioritize those projects based on safety and need, on funding availability, and then also from input from county board members, from the public, from the municipalities. So we wanted to share with you the five-year capital improvement program as it sits now. It will be an ongoing some changes based on available funding that we get in the near future. It does mirror the 2013 budget initiative for this year. Like I said, the only difference between this one and the one that is going to be submitted in the budget is I wanted to at least keep one separate that kind of shows what secure funding we have. That means that we do have agreements for most of all the projects that are listed on here. And as we do get agreements for our capital plans that you see in the budgets, we'll be updating these and then also coming to the board to inform you on those. So just wanted to share where we're at right now with our five-year plan, and wanted to know if there was any questions that you all had in regards to this.
Thank you. Any comments from the committee? Supervisor Curtis?
The five-year plan does or does not include the current plans?
Yes, it does. It does include the current plans.
Okay.
This plan is just showing a little bit more. It shows the secured funding that we have. And that's a very important component, because if we don't have the secure funding, whether it be, you know, there's different mechanisms here that we do have here, we really want to shoot for getting that funding first prior to us starting that project.
Sure, so, I understand this is all contingent on funding and so on. And I'm sure my colleague, Supervisor Haas, and I are happy to see Layton Avenue on there from Howard to Pennsylvania. So we can all stop writing on a washboard. But what I didn't see on there was College Avenue, because I don't think we've signed off on that yet.
These are just new projects. The two 2011 projects, the ones that we have already in construction now, those might come back to the board later on for a follow-up on the closeout of those.
And that's what I meant by current plans.
Yes, current plans.
So those are not?
No, these are just 2013 moving forward. We're not going to put on, we'll take off the ones that are already in action.
Just so
or,
you don't forget about me on that punch
list. Oh, no. We have you, and we're dealing with some things out there. So,
no comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
She's trying to get me in trouble, Mr. Chairman.
Any other comments from Supervisor Mail?
Yes. I'm happy that you gave us the five-year plan update and stretching it out. But do you have staffing so you can make revenue to complete these programs? The bridge program, because we can do some internships and stuff. Do you have the staffing so we can move this along?
I thank Frank Buslaki, our director. He's been very supportive of us getting more staffing available, because we do need more staffing, and we have gotten some new employees, one in particular that is helping out a lot, and we continue to do that now. But, yes, we do need more staffing to be able to do more projects in-house and generate that revenue, which is very important.
Mr. Buslaki, what about your construction engineers, particularly with all these bridges that we're going to be need coming up?
We're going to try to get two more on board.
And remember, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Mr. Chairman. We are going to try to get two more on board, because you're absolutely right on the mark. This is revenue. This is how we get revenue. So I am going to try to get two more. engineers on board. We are short-staffed. Andrea and her crew have done a magnificent job for the county, but we need to do more.
I would like to work with you also the internship that we're talking about, getting young people from UWM-MSOE to get involved, learning how to do construction engineering, particularly on our bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's a future for them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Chairman, I definitely, we welcome any interns. I think it's a good opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. A couple questions. First, and I appreciate the plan, I did not have a chance to compare it to what was in our last budget in terms of the projections of bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Is it consistent with past projections, just different projects or more detail? Or?
Supervisor, what we had to do is actually look, take a fresh look at it, because some of the plans were, continued on from year to year to year. So we did look at the cost more clearly. The cost might be modified a little bit more and more realistic than the previous plans. So you will see that when you do look at the past plans, these are more reflective of actual cost. Because over the years, I believe maybe the numbers just kept on rolling, and we needed to actually look and see what the costs were, mm-hmm. and what projects we could do in 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and years after within those 5 years. So there is a difference, but we did keep the same projects listed within the five-year plan that we had previously. They might have been shuffled around a little bit more because of need and some of the prioritizing that we did. And there will be some shifting around a little bit as the years go by, depending on the prioritized impacts that we have used to put together the plan. But we will keep you informed on those changes and on needs of things that change with that.
Okay. Can you give me a sense of how, say, the total borrowing has changed over the five-year plan
from
previous versions?
I would have to go back and actually get the actual numbers, but it's a significant amount. I think totally, if you look at this, we're looking at, $5 million the first year, and I think it might have been at least, for just the projected budget. For this year, it might have been close to maybe 20 just in this year. But again, I would have to go back and make sure that those numbers. But there is a big change in the years.
That you're down. Did I hear you saying you're projecting 5, but you were at 20? What? I'm sorry.
From the past year's plans, I think
you're actually down.
Yeah, we projected in 2013 at least double or more the amount that we are projecting for this plan.
Okay.
And like I said, it's probably because we just continued that same number. In the plan for that. So this is more of a realistic amount of what we can do for the staffing we have, for the funding we have, because the funding changes too.
Sure.
We don't have as much funding as we did before.
Okay, I appreciate that. I mean, we had an example of a department basically asking for 3 times or 4 times more than they've been projected to get, and clearly that's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Just a basic question. I don't mean to create a geography war here, but of the 25 projects, two of them seem to have countywide sort of their multiple sites, and then only two others are on the northern half of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be reassured that we've followed a ranking system, and that we're not picking favorites.
Oh no, we don't pick favorites. Supervisor, if you look at, we do have some maps on the county on our website.
Mm-hmm.
If you do see the northern half, we've been doing really good. We have Good Hope all the way done. We have Mill Road pretty much completed, except a small portion which we're working on now. We have Silver Spring pretty much almost completed, Hampton Avenue. So we've been focusing, and then we also have 107th Street coming up, believe it or not, between Brown Deer Road and County Line Road. That is going next year. So we've been doing quite a few projects in the northern half, and I think we're in good shape. We want to start focusing a little bit more on the southern half. The southern half does have more county trunk highways, more than the upper half, but we've got to kind of swing in both directions here, so that's what we're trying to do.
You're telling me it's Supervisor Jurcik's turn? Is that what you're telling me? I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned County Line Road. How is County Line Road on the north treated? Is that split between the? I mean, we take the half of the road, or
well, Supervisor, we just go up to the intersection on 107th Street. But believe it or not, we've been coordinating with the City of Milwaukee. They're getting ready to do County Line Road all the way from in that area next year.
Okay.
It's just going to be a big mess over there. But from, I think, 76th Street all the way to 124th on County Line, they're going to be redoing that next year. And then the year follow, they're going to be going to the east from 76th Street all the way to Green Bay.
Okay, so County Line Road is not a county.
It's not. It's half of it's City of Milwaukee. The other half is Mequon or Ozaukee County.
Okay.
So it's a big mess over there and how that is. But what we were able to do is we were able to have an agreement with the City of Milwaukee for them to pay for the almost the entire intersection, or at least half the intersection at 107th Street, because we have to do a little widening.
Mm-hmm.
So we made them at least pay their share of 107th.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not to cause a geographic war, but I was wondering why the south side got the shore shift the last couple of years, and how the north side has monopolized this whole construction season.
Good question. I really don't have it. That's history for me. I really don't know. I can't answer. But maybe you can help answer.
Any other comments? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your wise insight into this. On the table here, I see my favorite road, East Layton, between South Howell and South Pennsylvania, is listed as it's number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Other roads, obviously deserving of attention as well, have dates, or at least the years.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, the date is blank. Can you address that?
For the project funding deadline, Supervisor?
Oh, yes.
We don't have any project funding yet for Layton Avenue. I wanted to call the project Washford, but they wouldn't let me do it. But we didn't. We didn't have.
That's what we
call. Yeah, we didn't. Once we get some funding available, because right now there's some funding mechanisms coming up that we can submit for funding. There's the County Highway Action Improvement Program, which is CHIP, which I think I left off your list on the back. But once we do get to that point where we can do that later this year. We will be updating these. As you see, there's project funding source that tells you where the source is coming from, project funding secured, that if it says yes, that means we have an agreement, is already agreed to with the state and the feds, what that is. If it says no, that means that we have to try to find funding for that. So what I want to say to you is, because it's on this list, we are going to try to find some funding as soon as possible for it, and that will be filled in when that time comes, and we'll update you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, and however we can assist with that, please do let us know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Paul.
I've seen that we have 22 projects or things that could have been done that are just not listed here outside of these 22 projects.
There's 22 additional, you said?
We have 22 projects total, correct?
Yeah, about 25, I think I said 22, but 25, yes.
Are there projects that need to be done just that are listed here? Like, what's the demand to get other things in the county renovated?
Let me say this. Supervisor, we do have another plan that will be in the upcoming budget that has all the other roadways. There's other county trunks that are in line for funding. However, right now I'm showing you just where our funding stands with this capital improvement project. So when you do see the 2013 budget, it'll have more detail in there about the other county trunk highways and also the other bridges, because we can get also STP, we can get funding for our bridges too. There's other things like culverts you can see on the last sheet, the last one, which is 25. There's some things that we cannot find any funding sources for right now to make sure things are safe. those type of things, we have to try to find the money through operating or some other sources. So for the most part, yes, there are a lot of bridges. We have over 100 bridges that the county owns and maintains, and we have, you know, a number of county trunk highways. And it's just trying to do the best to keep them safe. That's number one. And we're trying to do the best we can to get as much funding to offset, you know, our targets for a levy. So we're doing the best we can with that, and we'll continue to search as much as we can to find outside the box other fundings other than the typical ones we see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Just last one. There's a sewer project in Franklin. They use quite a few of our county trunk highways out there. I know that they have constantly exceeded the weight limits of those roads, and
yes.
We've incurred, Milwaukee County has incurred large damage on our roads, and when you're looking for those other pots of money to fix the problems that are being created out there, the city of Franklin and MMSD should pony up on that. So now I'll turn the gavel over to the chair.
Thank you. And I would like to thank you, Ms. Franklin, and your department for being so transparent and making sure that we understand exactly what's going on. Because it's a fresh relief that we understand what roles and height and what kind of process you have. I wish other departments would do the same. Take note of what you are doing.
Mr. Chair?
Suez Lipman?
I move to receive and place on file. It's previous five-year plans from departments attracted great interest from board members that didn't all seem to know that the departments had these plans, so I think people would like to see this.
Okay, we have a motion to receive place on file item number 8. Any questions or comments? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
We will move to